We want to bring you an update from the Midwest, where the governor of Indiana died this morning. The governor's aides say that Frank O'Bannon died 5 days after suffering a stroke in Chicago. He underwent surgery to remove blood from his brain, but did not survive. O'Bannon was a Democrat who won election in a strongly Republican state in 1996 and again in 2000. He was a folksy politician who made his home in a reconstructed barn in southern Indiana. And like most governors, he was dealing with the worst fiscal crisis in years. Joining us now is Democrat Ed Mahern. He is the head of the Elections Committee in the Indiana House of Representatives. Representative Mahern, welcome.
Thank you.
I imagine it's been a difficult day in Indiana.
It's been a difficult week. Very sad. We had high hopes that he would be able to survive and have a decent life after the stroke on Monday. Those have been dashed, and it's pretty sad.
This is a heavily Republican state. How did Frank O'Bannon manage to win twice?
There was, to my knowledge, I've never run across anybody who had an unkind word about Frank O'Bannon. He was truly a gentleman, very thoughtful, very down to earth. Why some people may have disagreed with a policy or two, they never had negative things to say about this gentleman.
Now, the last year or two of his time in office must have been rather difficult, as it was in most states, because of the fiscal situation.
It was. We went through some difficult times, had a tough legislative session 2 years ago when we did some changes in the tax structure in Indiana, which seemed to be working. We seemed to be in better shape than most states probably at this point, but they were difficult times for the General Assembly and the governor.
Frank O'Bannon did complete a full term in office and most of a second term. What do you think his governorship will be remembered for?
I think it'll be a continuation of what was started when he was lieutenant governor the 8 years prior with Senator Bayh.
Evan Bayh, yeah.
At that point in time, that they've brought the state to a place where now it can be competitive. We've lost a number of manufacturing jobs, but I think are prepared to move into high-tech and some bioscience areas. And so I think he'll be remembered as somebody who's taken us from that transition from manufacturing into the new economy.
And, Representative, are there any personal memories of Frank O'Bannon that you'll be taking with you?
Back in 1982, Frank and I were the only two Democrats from Indiana, went to Philadelphia for what they call the midterm conventions back then. And he went as the highest-ranking Democrat in Indiana. At that point in time, he was the minority leader in the Senate. So in those 21 years, he moved from being a minority member in the Senate to lieutenant governor and governor, and certainly made a big climb. And, it just hurts me that he will not be there to enjoy the years with his family that he had hoped to spend after retirement next year.
Ed Mahern is the Democratic head of the Elections Committee in the Indiana House of Representatives. Indiana Governor Frank O'Bannon died today. He's been replaced by Joe Kernan, the lieutenant governor. Representative Mahern, thanks very much.
Thank you.